Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzuji just making a video about Man Up. Well, let's go. Yes, our world is in peril. They're always attacking masculinity, saying that men are toxic and we're evil and we destroy the world. But the opposite could be said. They emasculated men, they made them weak, they made them docile, and look at the world, it's falling apart. So is masculinity toxic, or is it the panacea? I don't know, you decide, right? Yeah, check it out what they're doing in the University of Nebraska. Instead of you smoking, they want you to jerk off, right? It says, pleasuring yourself with nicotine? Try masturbation instead. That's so fun, right? It says, masturbation is a safe and healthy alternative to vaping and other forms of nicotine. Try it today, by yourself or with a friend, as a healthy way to relieve stress. Oh yeah, you gonna jerk off with your friend? Yeah, you wanna jerk off, buddy? Yeah, that sounds like fun. Well, hopefully if you do have a friend to masturbate with, it's actually someone from the opposite sex, but, you know, it's 2025, so choose whatever you want, right? Animals, other people, whatever, huh? But then, if you are masturbating together, why don't you just have sex? I think that'd be even more pleasurable, right? Because then you're a couple. Aha! There, you formed a relationship. Isn't that better than smoking or masturbating? Because now you have family. Ooh. Yeah, instead of forming strong, healthy families, the state of Nebraska says, we hope your semester and midterms are going well. The University Health Center. Yes, that's very healthy. Oh, yeah, having a relationship is very, very healthy. Not fucking jerking off. That's just being a degenerate. This is what they're teaching you in school now? How to be a pervert? Oh, great job, guys. Yes, this is where your tax dollars are going to. Fun times. Yeah, instead of listening to stupid retards, maybe we should listen to Peter Griffin. I think he has something to say.
Ever notice how being strong, decisive, or proud today gets you labeled toxic?
Well, some dudes do act crazy, fat man.
Yeah, and society just wants men to be more emotionally aware.
Being emotionally aware. That is so stupid. Yeah, you know how they have that IQ test and all that? They also have the EQ for emotional quotient. That is so stupid. That was created for women because you know how they feel. Yes, of course, feelings are more important than intelligence, right? Oh, they're so stupid, but keep on doing your retardation, right?
Emotionally aware? No, niggas. They don't want you emotional. They want you neutered because strong men build families. Strong men build resistance.
Yes, fellas, be a strong man. Don't be a weak, fat degenerate like this dude. Be a big, strong, porcelain god, not trash. Just an opinion, but you do you, boo.
Strong men question authority.
But aren't emotions important too?
Of course. But now they tell you, if you're too logical, too confident, too protective, you're dangerous.
Maybe it's just about balance, Peter.
Balance? You think it's balanced when traditional masculinity is listed as a mental disorder by the American Psychological Association? They literally pathologize manhood.
Wait, for real?
2019, look it up.
Yeah, let's go do some digging. So this is what I found. It says, strict adherence to traditional masculinity associated with more severe PTSD in vets. To help service members perform better in the field, military training emphasizes the importance of certain traits associated with traditional masculinity, including suppression of emotions, self-reliance, but this can lead to difficulties such as PTSD. Okay. That's what they're saying? Oh, man. Don't you notice that the people in psychology are either women or weak men? It's just an observation, but I know people don't like that, do they? These guys are fags. Just an opinion. I don't know, but to me they say it seems that these are not people you should respect or even listen to if they say shit like this about you. Yeah, here's another one. It says masculinity, identity, and the health and well-being of African American men. I'm not an African man, so I don't care about that shit. Let's read a little bit more, I guess. This article reviews the literature on African-American males within the field of psychology of men and masculinity. The authors focus on theory and research that describe African-American men, masculinity, and how traditional masculinity and racial identity relate to the health and well-being of African-American men. What the fuck? What? So, a man is different because they're a black man and a white man? A man's a man. Doesn't matter the color of your skin, but... people like to separate things to the lowest common denominator. What else are you gonna break us down to? Fuck if I know. Men, Masculinity, and Mental Health with Ronald F. Levant, EDD. Whatever that is. It says, Ronald F. Levant, whatever, discusses how cultural expectations of masculinity affect men's mental and physical health, how our ideas of masculinity have changed over time, and what psychologists have learned about how to reach out to men. What the fuck? This is some weird new age tree-hugging hippie bullshit. Yeah, and that's why you see men wearing dresses and stealing women's clothes from airports and shit, right? Oh, yes, these people know what a man is. Well, look at the one right here in the bottom. It says, ooh, review of the tough standard, the hard truths about masculinity and violence. The book summarizes decades of research on links between the worst aspects of traditional gendering of males and its most toxic byproduct, international harm of others. And that's from June of 2020. What the fuck? Yeah, I'm guessing the article that Peter was talking about is this one. It says, APA issues first ever guidelines for practice with men and boys. Discuss the research that suggests traditional masculinity, its psychology, comfort, and describe the role clinicians in working to address the needs of men and boys. So, I don't know. Let's see what's in there, right? Yeah, look, here it goes. It says, APA issues first ever guidelines for practice with men and boys. And if you want to write an article or a dissertation or whatever you need to do to get your license for being a psychologist, fuck you, psychology. It's so stupid, but whatever. Okay, let's see what it says. Description. This article discusses how more than 40 years of research show that traditional masculinity marked by stoicism, competitiveness, dominance, and aggression is undermining men's well-being. What the fuck? That's what makes the world go round, and now you're saying that is toxic. Fuck you. You see why you shouldn't listen to these stupid shrinks? They're retarded. The only thing that's diminished shrinking is their fucking brains. Right? Just an opinion. American Psychology Association's new guidelines for psychological practice with boys and men strive to help psychologists recognize this problem for boys and men while remaining sensitive to maintaining their strengths. What the fuck? Oh, here, poor baby. Be strong. Drink from mother's milk. Fuck you. These people are fucking tree-hugging hippies. Man, this shit sounds so retarded. This reminds me of that stupid singers, Boys to Men. Yeah, a bunch of black dudes singing about romance. It's good music, but if you listen to it, it's very, very simpy. I'll make love to you like no one would do. Stupid. Do you guys want me to investigate these clowns? Just because these people have some fancy degrees doesn't mean they know better than you. But according to them, they are toxic. Meaning men are toxic. So no. Yeah, if you guys want me to look around the American Psychology Association and see what they think about us men, let me know. Because it is good to know what other people think about you, so you can act accordingly. Always act within reality. Because if you don't, that's when things start going awry. Just saying.
Now boys grow up being told they're broken for being boys. Told to sit down, shut up, apologize for existing.
Yeah, these clowns try to control you because they know that you're stronger than them. And because they can't control you, they fear you because they're scared that you're going to destroy them. But the thing is that men are benevolent. We have minds and we try to build things to make things better. Because that's what drives us, to create. You people try to control, and the things you can't control, you destroy. So don't be weak. Yes, be the strong gods that you're meant to be. Don't be a weak, broken worm.
Maybe that's why everything feels so weak now.
Exactly, Mutt. You can't control warriors. You can only control domesticated pets. So they broke you young, flooded you with shame. Replaced strength with sensitivity training. Replaced leadership with group compliance. Replaced ambition with passive scrolling.
So what's left?
Left? A generation scared of women, scared of risk, scared of being men. They didn't fix masculinity. They dismantled it because free men are harder to herd. Comment conspiracies you want me to uncover and tag a soy boy who needs to see this.
Yeah, fellas, don't be weak. You should stand up for yourself. Because if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Look at this guy. This guy is nutting up. It says, remind you that Luigi Mangione is innocent of any crime. Anyone who says otherwise will be banned. Yes, get banned. Luigi Mangione pleads not guilty to federal murder charges over insurance CEO's killing. Well, yeah, that guy was fucking around and he found out, right? Now this guy's gonna try to get killed. Yeah, they're gonna try to kill him because he killed a rich, powerful person. So yes, it depends who you kill. If you kill a loser like me, oh, you go to jail maybe for 20 years and they'll let you go maybe in 10 for good behavior. But no, if you kill someone like important, oh no, you're getting nuked. Yeah, imagine this guy killed the president. Oh, I'm sure they're gonna do a public execution for this dude, but who knows? Because this guy's a man, and now he's a cult leader, I guess you want to call him. A folk hero, whatever. Yeah, they're gonna try to kill him to make him into an example. Huh? Watch, I won't be surprised he does get killed. Just saying. Yeah, everybody talks shit about toxic masculinity, but doesn't he get pussy wet? Yeah. Yeah, be a man. Because no matter what, he's gonna move the world, he's gonna move society forward. Yeah, because if you're just a weak, effeminate little girl, what's the difference being an actual literal girl? Yeah. So, you gotta do what you gotta do, my friend. Don't be a lame-o, right? But don't worry, war is around the corner. They're gonna start asking you, please defend us, good sir. And it's up to you to say yay or nay. For me, no! You brought this to yourself, now you fix it. Now fuck off. Yeah, and if you come into my property trying to pester me, what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna unleash the were-ferrets to come and destroy you. Yeah, ferrets bite real hard. Oh, they're evil little creatures, but I sure do love them. They're so fun and pretty. Stinky, though. Very stinky. But whatever. If they think you're toxic, fuck it, be toxic. At least you know that nobody's gonna fuck with you, right? Yeah, being a man is awesome. Because what's the alternative? Being weak and effeminate? Where everybody does whatever they want with you? Yeah, you want to be a woman? A woman, all they do is, they're the prize in their eyes, right? And all they do is just spread their legs to get fucked. Is that what you want? Do you want to get fucked? No, I want to do the fucking. So, you know, you gotta make decisions, right? Well, anyways, time for me to do my thing and go out and into the world or whatever. So you guys be the best people you can be and kick ass. Well, goodbye.